Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On with us today, comedian impressionist Frank Caliendo. It's coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's hottest celebrities have their own cologne. Bob and Tom found the perfect celebrity to back their new scent. A man who knows about making a good impression.
Wiener.
The new cologne, endorsed by disgraced former Congressman Anthony Wiener. It's simply called Wiener.
Wiener.
The name says it all. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear from the ladies falling in love with
Wiener.
The smell of Wiener drives me wild.
Wow.
One whiff of Wiener and I can't control myself.
Wiener.
It's hard to beat Wiener.
Uh-huh.
Wiener cologne is an aromatic blend of pride, arrogance, and not a hint of shame.
Uh-huh. Wiener.
A bottle of Wiener cologne is the perfect gift for any occasion.
It was my boyfriend's birthday, and I wanted to surprise him with a new cologne. So I thought we'd play a little game of hide the Wiener. Well, you should have seen the look on his face when I finally pulled his Wiener out. He had a great birthday, and I did too.
My husband loves his Wiener. That's the first thing he grabs every morning.
Wow.
And he knows how much I love it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll surprise me by texting pictures of it. Here's another one. See? There he is, holding his Wiener.
Oh, my.
Wiener. Only from Bob and Tom and Frig'em Off Fragrances.
Wiener.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom with our special guest, I believe.
That's right. We're going to go back to the satellite.
Yeah.
And there we go. Look at that handsome man.
Frank.
That's Frank Caliendo. Frank, give me a little bit of a sound there.
You don't have me?
Oh, there we go. There we are.
Yeah. I was just trying to use my... I can't think of the word. I was going to say telekinesis. Is that it? Telekinesis? Teleportation? One of those?
Yeah.
I do know.
Now,
telepathic?
Is that a Washington Redskins, or excuse me, Commanders?
It looks the same color.
No, it's Arizona State. Yeah. They're pretty good now. My kids go to ASU, so I'm supporting my kids.
Yep.
I see. Yeah.
More ways than one.
Am I right?
No. What's the latest? Are you watching a lot of sports these days?
Yeah, well, I missed a lot of Sunday because I got, this sounds kind of awkward, I got stuck in Hawaii. I was doing a corporate event in Hawaii, and Everybody got on the plane. It was a 10:50 p.m. red eye home to Phoenix direct, and they got on the announcement came on by the pilot, and he said, "We got some really bad news. One of the flight attendants is sick, and there isn't another flight attendant on the entire island. And you're going to have to. We're not leaving tonight."
It was
pretty devastating. And on cue, the lady next to me goes, "Oh my God!" And then a kid started crying behind me. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I just laughed. I was just kind of like, of course. So I ended up, I'd never done this before, but I slept. I bought a backup flight just in case that were to happen. And I got on a Southwest direct flight the next morning, and I slept at the airport. I'd never done that before. They do a sweep of the entire upper terminal at this Maui airport, and they kind of kick you out. So I was sleeping on a concrete slab outside.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was kind of like Tom Hanks in that movie. Terminal.
Where he's stuck at the airport.
Yeah. Except for I had my citizenship, so I was all right.
Yeah, that's good. So if a cop came and kicked your foot to wake you up, would you answer in one of your voices?
and that's when this cop realized this was no ordinary passenger who didn't have a place to stay.
Yeah, it was. I was kind of at a loss. So then I get on the flight the next day, and I get on the Southwest, which is general boarding. You know, it's no assigned seats. I'm in the B group because I didn't sign in quickly enough for some reason, but I'm on the aisle, and then I don't know, a couple comes in. They're like, "Is anybody sitting there?" I'm like, "No," because the plane's full. A little lady and a guy bigger than me. So how do you think they sat down?
The big guy got the middle seat.
The big guy sat in the middle. Yeah. Right? And I'm thinking, you've got the perfect, if we're playing Tetris, you know which way to rotate this, right? And what do they do? She gets in, and I'm like, no, and I wanted to say something. I'm like, "Hey, Chunky, how about her in the middle, you know?" I get it, but you don't want the girl to sit next to the potential weirdo. But so he gets in, and then he utilizes not just, you know, one. Like, if I got on with my wife, I would lean to her, right?
Yeah.
I would, no, he took up the entire middle plus my seat. And I'm like, what do you? And then what do I say? I don't say anything because I'm way too nice of a human being. But it was just a frustrating situation. But I got home, and everything is really great.
Frank Caliendo was our guest. Frank, I know that you're going to be in Harris, Michigan at the casino with Willie G.
Yeah. He's letting me close for him again. It's
in the Upper Peninsula, the Upers get to enjoy some great comedy.
Yeah, well, Thursday night is the Lions versus the Packers in Detroit, and then Friday and Saturday is me and Willie G up there in the UP. So,
yeah. Are you flying up there or driving?
I will probably fly to a certain point and then have Willie drive me the rest of the way. That's the way. And Willie's so nice. He's not like you at all. He's like, "What do you need? I'm actually going to come visit you guys before I do that show." So he's like, "What do you need? I'll take anywhere." And last time I told you about how he helped me get to the bathroom. I had a moment where I'm like, "We got to get there, Willie." And he's like, "What do you need me to do?" I'm like, "Go faster." So I'd probably meet him in Chicago or something like that, or Milwaukee, and we'll drive up. But he's been great, by the way. I mean, a lot of people would employ and have Willie open for him just because he's your son, Tom. No, he's actually quite good.
Well, good. He's a great kid. I'm just hoping he'd be driving you across the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh. Have you done that yet, Frank?
I don't think. What's that bridge?
It's the largest suspension bridge, I think, in the world. It's kind of like the Golden Gate, but scarier.
Across Lake Michigan?
It goes across the Mackinac Straits.
Oh, Mackinac. Okay.
Where Lake Huron meets meets Lake Michigan.
Yeah, I was educated in the United States, so I only know Lake Michigan. I don't know the rest of the Great Lakes.
What was the movie Time?
Somewhere in Time.
Somewhere in Time was filmed on
Jane Seymour. Yep.
Mackinac Island.
Yep.
It's famous for its horses and no cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should go there sometime.
A lot of horse dung up
Tom
there.
Tom loves Michigan.
That sounds great. That sounds really pleasant and smelling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's fine. Now, what's the latest in your life? What's going on other than the fact that you just got back from Hawaii?
I got home and it was all Christmas. I'll tell you that much.
Already?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's yeah. Have you ever seen the snow village that my wife?
I don't think so.
She's got. I wish I had a visual. I'll have to bring visuals for you next time. It takes up an entire room. She had a guy named Daniel who came in and fixed everything. Oh, this is a lovely little put a lovely little town here, and then you're gonna build a train. Like he was almost Jonathan Winters. Like this is an amazing little tiny little here we go. And he's just so I put little action figures in there, like Avengers are in her town, and she gets really mad. She goes, "What is that doing?" Oh, I am Loki of Asgard, and I'm burdened with glorious purpose, and your Santa Claus is going down. You know, so.
Love Loki.
It's a whole town. She's got a train that goes through it. The tree's been up. I don't know. I wish I was still in Hawaii.
You
know what? I wish I was still on that plane with the fat guy in the middle seat.
Fat guy in the middle seat. Look at me working in voices for you, Tommy. Here we go.
You know, while looking at your website, I noticed that you're looking very fit now. You're looking really good.
Yeah. What did you see on my website? Is it the right website, Tom?
No. There's some pictures of a somewhat heftier Frank. That's
yeah.
All.
Oh, yeah. I was a lot fatter. I still can't get skinny, but I jog every day, and my legs only go so fast. Do you see the glasses I'm wearing? I can't even see anymore. I don't know what's going on. I'm 50, and I might as well be 98. I mean, it's just, it is just ridiculous.
Oh, the good news is it gets worse faster.
I was gonna say. It's just starting.
What? Any new voices? Anything you've been working on to see if we can?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some, but I don't remember any of them. I do know this. Have you seen John Gruden doing cameos and stuff like that now? He's got a YouTube channel, and it's unbelievable. People know what cameo is, right? That's a general the greetings from people. I saw him doing last time I saw you, I actually saw him, and I was at his Tampa, the FFCA, the Fire Football Coaches Association. So went there, and he's doing these cameos, and there's nothing funnier than he's watching like old footage of like Walter Payton and stuff like that, and he's got like, "So I hear it's your 50th birthday, man. That's pretty good. You're breaking through the number 50 like Walter Payton would break through the line back in the 80s, man. I'll tell you what, nobody's better than Walter Payton. Happy birthday, Ted, from your guys Billy, Jim, and Tony."
Are you on Cameo?
No, I was going to do. He kept trying to get me to do. I kept trying to do, but people always want me to do, other people. They don't ever really want to talk to me. They're like, "Hey, can you give a happy birthday shout out from Morgan Freeman?"
Yeah, it's problematic.
Robert Downey Jr. and Seth Rogen, I guess. Happy birthday! Light up.
That's so perfect. That is great. Yeah, that would be kind of problematic, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it, but I just feel like if they wanted to talk to me, I feel like that would be a better thing, but it's more of like a performance kind of thing, which, I don't know, it just feels, I don't know, I'm just weirded out by it. But Gruden kept trying to sell me, "You got to do Cameo, man. You ever do Cameo? I woke up, I had 52 I had to do, man. It's a lot of cameos." Some good stuff right there, man. Am I nodding to myself?
In Hawaii, are there any... are there any voices that are more favorites? Does it matter that you're not in the continental United States?
I was doing for a group that was visiting there.
The Rock. I don't know.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because The Rock's in the news today.
That's all I can do is The Rock right now. Aloha.
That's a...
Yeah, the Rock is in the news for allegedly urinating in bottles on the sets of movies.
What?
Oh, yeah?
What?
Yeah, he...
Really?
There was some report, and he goes, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I bottle it and sell it online.
He'd be busy filming and just...
Yeah.
I autograph my pee.
Oh.
There are people who'd buy it.
Have you seen this guy? There's a player on the... that's how I get the best promo other than calling into you guys. If you, there is a fella, I'm doing Letterman now, there is a fella by the name of Mike Caliendo on the Chiefs.
Oh.
So every time he goes in, I get a mention when Mike Caliendo goes in to play. Have you seen that at all? Yeah,
I have heard it.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty. Romo and Nance even talked about me. I've got it on. It's on Instagram. It's one of the things on there. If you want to pull it up, Mike Caliendo goes in, and Nance is like, Mike Caliendo, not to be confused with Frank Caliendo. And then they go into my bed. Oh, Jim. And it's funny because Tony Romo doesn't just talk like himself. He starts doing me doing him, which is like a car revving up, I think I've told you about. Oh, Jim. Here we go, Jim. Tony.
I did hear them once reference you, and I think I almost, did I text you? I think I may have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you did. You were one of the people. I wish that after they did that, that Mike Caliendo, not to be confused with Frank Caliendo. Oh, Jim, he's going to be at Island Casino December 6th and 7th up at the UP. Here we go, Jim. FrankOnStage.com for tickets.
Now, do you have anything else coming up in the near future? Or are you going to be resting at with your wife looking at her little Christmas thing?
There's nothing little about it. And are you just looking for more work for Willie? What are you doing?
No, I'm just curious. Does she take one of your ping pong tables over for her Christmas thing, or do you still have that in the garage?
Well, that's in the ping pong table's in the garage. I don't even get the house anymore, man. No, she doesn't take it. I used to leave the ping pong table up in the garage, but everybody would put all their stuff on it all the time, and I fold it up, so that's not in there. And I actually put the cars in the garage now too, which is another thing I got yelled at about. So I'm slowly getting squeezed out of my house, guys. Yeah. There's a, and I, you know, I'm going to live in Maui at an airport on a concrete bench. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, now are you still playing ping pong on a regular basis?
Yes. Yeah. It's part of the fitness plan, Tom.
Is there a celebrity table tennis tournament?
Well, if there is, they wouldn't invite me because they know I'm going to take over.
Yeah.
Judah Friedlander would be another great player. I think there's a lot of people that say they play, but then, you know who told me he's fantastic? Is Michael Bublé.
Really?
Yeah, he said he's really good. But I don't know because I haven't seen him actually play. But
invite him over to the house. He can serenade Christmas songs.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Play
oh,
tennis.
Yeah. Yeah, he is Christmas.
You'd score some points with the little woman if you did that.
Haven't I ever told you that story? I met Michael Bublé texting or sending messages. I sent something on TikTok. I just made a comment going to your show with my family or with my wife and daughter and mother-in-law on whatever date in Vegas, and he messaged me back and texted me messaged me back, and we ended up texting. He's like, hey, you want to come up and do something? And I was like, sure. So he goes into the audience during the show a bunch. He's an incredible entertainer, and he's like, he starts doing an Elvis impression. He goes, hey, I'm pretty good at Elvis, but I'm no Frank Caliendo. And my wife looks at me and goes, do you think he does that every show? I'm like, I have no idea. So then he comes over. He goes, this is like 20 minutes later. He goes, you know, I just wanted to sing a song for a certain somebody. Juliet. Is Juliet around?
Oh, and my gosh.
Oh.
He comes right up to Juliet, and Michelle looks at me like, oh, my God, what did you do? So he comes over, starts to sing, and, he's singing to Juliet, and then he asked me to do some Morgan Freeman, and he's like, and that's when they realized this was pretty good, and I just hadn't met you yet. And, something like that. I worked it in. And, it was unbelievable, and Juliet,
Juliet is very spoiled that way. So,
well, I think it's time for the Frank Caliendo table tennis challenge.
Table tennis, table tennis. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Lie down. We're gonna give you this shot right in the butt. Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.